Let's talk about work or study. What is your major?
I major in social science. Well, I learn about the role of social media and similar stuff in our society, and I started to rethink our social lives. I think it is a very interesting field.
Do you sometimes feel that you have to study too hard?
Sometimes I do. Especially when I have tons of reading materials to handle, I feel overwhelmed. On the one hand, I know I have to read them, but on the other hand, I really find them kind of dull.
What do you like to do just after you finish class every day?
I'd like to keep myself idle for a while, but in a good way. I mean, after the whole day of studying, I want to relax, just sit there thinking about nothing. That's my way of refreshing myself.
What's your job?
I work as a programmer at an internet company. I write codes and work with my colleagues to develop applications. I'm happy to see people enjoy our applications.
Do you sometimes feel that you have to work too hard?
Sometimes I do. Especially when I have tons of numbers to handle, I feel overwhelmed. On the one hand, I know I have to cope with them, but on the other hand, I really find them kind of dull.
What do you like to do just after you finish work every day?
I'd like to keep myself idle for a while, but in a good way. I mean, after the whole day of working, I want to relax, just sit there thinking about nothing. That's my way of refreshing myself.
Let's talk about where do you live.
Where are you living at the moment?
At the moment, I share an apartment with another person. It's not super large, but it's cozy. And I have my own space. That's great.
What do you like about the area you are living in?
I like the area a lot. Life here is convenient. There are several big shopping malls. There are also libraries here, so I can spend some good time with my friends and family.
Do you know many other people who live nearby?
No, not really. Actually, I just moved here, so I barely know anyone. But I will try to know more people. I'm thinking about having a housewarming party someday so that I can bond with others.
Let's talk about birthdays.
What do you normally do on your birthday?
I normally eat my birthday cake on my birthday. I guess it's too normal, even kind of dull, I guess. But let me think. This is really what I do every year. Perhaps I should try something different next year.
What did you like to do on your birthday when you were a child?
Eating a cake, definitely. When I was a child, I was very jealous of those kids who could eat snacks and cakes every day. But I could just have one cake in a whole year. It was on my birthday, so I was really crazy about the cake.
How important are birthdays to you now?
When I was a child, I guess a birthday was very important. As I just said, it was my cake time. As for now, I guess it still matters, but in a different aspect. Birthdays are important to me now because I can bond with my friends.
Which birthdays are most important in your country?
You got me. I guess it's a 30-year-old birthday, 40-year-old birthday, and 50-year-old birthday. They're important because they mean a totally different life stage. People tend to be very sentimental on those birthdays.
Let's talk about weather. How often do you check the weather forecast?
You got me. I guess I have to say hardly ever. I know it's very convenient to check the weather forecast. It's right there on the phone. But I just don't have that habit.
Do you generally prefer hot weather or cold weather?
they're equally bad, I guess. But if I have to choose, I would say I prefer cold weather. Because in hot weather, I need to worry about not only the heat, but also the sunburn. The sunlight is actually harmful to our skin. Has the weather changed much in recent years in your country? Oh yes, it became much hotter than before. I guess it's not only in my country. Everywhere in the world suffers from the hot weather as well. We all hate the global warming. Would you like to live in a place that has a very different climate from your country? I haven't really thought about this question. I mean, of course, the climate is really important, but I need to think about other stuff as well. My study, my work, for example. So I think I won't make any hasty decisions. Let's talk about morning. Do you like getting up early in the morning? No, I hate it. I guess nobody likes getting up early in the morning. Almost everyone around me, they all get cranky if they have to get up early. Do you eat breakfast at home every morning? I try to. I know it's good for our health. But you know, sometimes when I got up late, I had to rush for everything. The whole morning would be a mess and I would have no time for breakfast. Do you have the same morning routine every day of the week? Yes, I do. I am supposed to get up early, eat breakfast, and then embrace my whole day. This is supposed to be my routine, but I ruined it all the time. I got up late and ate no breakfast, and this became my new routine. Are your mornings very different now from when you were younger? Yes, they are entirely different. My mother used to wake me up, cook breakfast for me. Everything was in order. But now, as I said before, my mornings became kind of chaotic. Let's talk about snacks. When you were a child, did you have a favorite snack? Yes, it was chocolate. I guess I liked it not only because it was delicious, but also because it was fancy to eat chocolate. For me, eating something like ice cream was childlike, but eating chocolate was more sophisticated. When do you eat snacks now? I eat snacks when I'm bored, or how to say, idle. Also, I will eat snacks when I am under huge pressure. The rumor has it, eating snacks is good for the pressure. Would you choose a snack that is healthy or a snack that tastes good? Actually, I think I don't need to choose, because there are so many snacks that are healthy and also taste good. If you browse videos on TikTok, you will find a lot of ads promoting the so-called yummy and healthy food. Do people in your country often eat snacks between meals? This is really a personal question. I really think it depends. It depends on whether the snacks are tasty enough, and depends on whether the person is on a diet. But nowadays, a lot of people eat snacks instead of meals to lose weight. Let's talk about technology. What types of technology do you use most? Smartphones, definitely. I use it every day. It's like I'm not using it, but it has become part of my life, or part of my body. I know it sounds weird, but that's true. Do you like using technology? No, I won't use the word like, actually. It's more like I can't live without it. It's like the ear to me. Do I like ear? Not really, but it is surely very important, even paramount, I guess. Is there a piece of technology that you would like to buy? Not really, I think. I have bought everything I need. Smartphone, iPad, computer, and a lot of other stuff. They do bring me a lot of conveniences, but also they can be a huge burden sometimes, so I don't think I need more. What made you choose the last piece of technology you bought? The necessity for my life, I think. I mean, I bought my phone because I really need it, but not because it has a fancy look or it's appealingly cheap. I think a lot of people are just like me, being driven by necessity. Let's talk about writing. What kinds of things do you write during a typical day? In the last few years, I guess it was my assignment. I wrote it so that I could graduate. But in the last few months, I guess it was the IELTS writing essays. I wrote them so that I can pass the exam. Do you prefer typing or writing things by hand? I prefer to type things when it comes to something formal or, how to say, official. For example, my assignment. But I prefer to write by hand when it comes to something more personal, like a letter. Did you like writing when you were a child? No, I hated it. Because it was so tiring. And to be honest, my handwriting was not good. Even kind of hideous, I guess. So after I learned how to type, it was a great relief for me. Do you think the kinds of things you write will change in the future? In the near future, I don't think so. I'm used to writing letters by hand to my intimate friends, so I guess I'm still going to write to them every year. It's the best way to say we're bonding. Let's talk about geography. Did you study geography at school? Yes, I did. In China, since geography is a compulsory subject from primary school to high school, every student needs to study it. Do you enjoy learning about the geography of other countries? Yes, I love it. Basically, I enjoy learning about the geography, history, and literature of other countries. Comparative studies in these fields are always so much fun, and it's a good chance to reflect on ourselves. Is there a country you like to visit because of its geography? Yes, and it's China. Actually, I'm saying this not only because I'm Chinese, but more importantly, China is so big, and it has really diverse kinds of landscapes. They're really worth exploring. How good are you at reading maps? Not very good, to be honest. I mean, I'm in a three-dimensional world, but paper maps are always two-dimensional, so you can imagine the difference. But luckily, we nowadays have various applications on the phone to find the right location. Let's talk about housework at home. Did you do anything to help at home when you were younger? Yes, I did, even though I was reluctant to do it. When I was a child, my mother taught me the importance of helping with the housework, and I would be told to do some simple tasks, washing the dishes, for example. Do you do a lot of cooking at home now? No, I barely do that. To begin with, I suck at cooking. Secondly, I'm too lazy to cook, so I would always go out to eat or have food delivery service. I know this is not sustainable, especially financially. I may try to cook more in the future. Do you like everything to be very tidy at home? No, not really. I know a lot of people like that. They like everything to be tidy and well-organized. But I am different. Being organized is kind of dull to me. I just need to make sure everything I need is within my reach. That's enough. Is there a job at home that you really don't enjoy doing? It's washing dishes. First of all, I used to do it all the time, so I have aversion to that now. Secondly, I would rather cook. Cooking is kind of fun, but washing dishes is really boring and even depressing. Let's talk about traveling on public transport. Do you often travel on public transport? No, not really. But that's not because I don't like public transport or anything, just because I don't go out a lot. But when I go out, I prefer public transport to a taxi. Did you use public transport when you were a child?
No, my parents never allowed me to do that. They worry about my safety, so they would always drive me everywhere.
If my memory serves me well, I was always in my father's car when I was a child.
Do Malian people use public transport in your country?
Yes, I think so. I think it results from the financial situation of the whole country. Not everyone can afford a car. Also, the public transport systems are really advanced and convenient, at least in big cities.
Will you use public transport more in the future?
Yes, definitely. As I said, not everyone can afford a car. Using public transport can save me a lot of money. Also, it's environmentally friendly. I'm very concerned about our nature.
Let's talk about puzzles. Did you enjoy doing puzzles when you were a child?
Yes, I did. But what I did was Chinese versions. I mean, you need to fill in one Chinese character to complete the whole word. It was really fun and good for word accumulation.
Which do you find easier to do, word puzzles or number puzzles?
I find word puzzles easier. I have always been not very good at numbers. I guess numbers hate me. In contrast, I like reading, so I accumulated a lot of words, so word puzzles are much easier for me.
Would you ever do a puzzle when you are traveling?
No, I don't think so, because puzzles require a lot of thinking. But when I'm traveling, I just want to relax. Thinking and doing puzzles makes me nauseous, especially when I'm in a moving train.
Do you think doing puzzles is a good way for older people to spend their free time?
Yes, I think so. Actually, abundant research supports this saying. Doing puzzles provide enough mental exercise for us. It benefits not only older people, but also people at different ages.
Let's talk about names.
Does anyone in your family have the same name as you?
No. Actually, I think this doesn't happen a lot in China. We tend to have different names in a family to show the difference and sometimes to avoid embarrassment, I guess.
Does your name have any meaning?
I think it should have, but actually doesn't. My parents told me they just wanted to give me a very random and normal name. This makes me feel not special.
What name would you choose to give a child?
Actually, I really thought about that. First, it has to have some special meaning. Secondly, the character should be easy to write and recognize. You know, writing very complicated characters can be torture.
Are some names more popular than others in your country?
Yes, especially for my parents' and grandparents' generations. I think a very popular name for the male is Jianguo, which can be loosely translated as Help Build Our Nation. It really says a lot about the era.
Let's talk about singing.
Did you learn to sing when you were at school?
Yes, I did. Actually, singing was a compulsory subject at my school. So basically, everybody had to learn to sing.
Would you ever sing with other people now?
Yes, but we do that at our own places. Because in that way, we can sing more freely. We can sing, we can dance, we can even yell sometimes. That's cool.
Do you like listening to other people singing?
That really depends. I'm not saying I'm not a good listener, but when it comes to singing and listening, it really depends on the person who is singing. For example, whether he has a beautiful voice.
Do you think singing can make people feel happy?
At first glance, I would say yes, but it also depends on what kind of songs this person is singing. I mean, if he just broke up and he's singing a sad song, that will just make him more depressed.
Let's talk about social media.
How often do you use social media?
I use them every day. And I think I'm speaking for most young people nowadays in China. It seems social media have already become part of our life.
Did you use social media more in the past?
No, I really don't think so. I guess I have been increasingly dependent on social media. I mean, I used it a lot in the past, but I use it even more today. I don't know whether it's good or not.
Do you think your friends use social media too much?
Actually, they use social media as often as I do. So if I say they use them too much, I'm actually judging myself as well, right? I won't do that. So I think they're just doing okay, not too much.
Would you like to work in social media in the future?
Yes, I have thought about that. But, you know, to like something is one thing, but to work in that field is totally another. So I still need to ponder this question.